Hey there, YGT listeners. I just wanted to give a quick note that this episode was recorded before the verdict came down for the George Floyd murder trial. And so you're not going to hear me address that in the podcast episode, but I did just want to offer a brief note to say I know many of us feel incredibly relieved by the verdict, and a lot of us feel like justice was served by that verdict. But I also feel really strongly that the work is not even close to being done. So I just want to say that as much as I am feeling that sense of relief, feeling a sense of gratitude to the jurors who were doing their kind of civic and moral duty in that trial, there is so much work to be done. This is just the beginning, as many people are already saying. And I just want to continue to stand in alliance with all of our friends and colleagues of color, with people who are doing this incredible work to raise awareness about all of the injustices, the racism, the systemic injustice and mistreatment of people of color that continues every day in this country and around the world. So I just wanted to give a quick note about that before you listen to the episode. And I continue to do this personal work myself to dive into how I can be supporting different communities as they're doing this work, how I can stand in solidarity with anti-racist work. And I hope you are too. Thanks for listening. You're listening to You've Got This, episode 236. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I thought I would offer a bit of an update on my second vaccine shot, which as I record this, I was able to get last week, at the end of last week, and to talk a little bit about the post-vaccine planning that my partner and I are starting to talk about. And I would imagine many of you are engaging in these conversations too and trying to figure out just how different is it after vaccination. So timing-wise, after I get my second vaccine shot, I will be kind of fully protected about the beginning of May. My partner was able to get his first vaccine shot last week, which means he will be fully protected about the beginning of June. And so I think that we're starting to kind of have some conversations about what are we willing to maybe change or think about doing differently once we both have that full protection of the vaccine, you know, 2 weeks after we get the second shot. Understanding that it doesn't really mean full protection because we know there are breakthrough cases and people are still getting COVID who are vaccinated. But, you know, as protected as we can be, basically, with the current vaccine. So we've been kind of talking through, you know, these different categories, and I thought it might be helpful in case you're doing some of the same conversations to kind of hear what we're thinking about. But first, let me update and just say the second vaccine shot went pretty well. I was a little nervous about it. I didn't know how I was going to react. The day that I got it was a Friday, and I got it about midday. And by the evening, I definitely had a sore arm, which is what I also had with the first shot. I feel like the sore arm came on a lot more quickly with the second shot than it did with the first. And then also, I was feeling pretty well. I went to bed. I ended up waking up in the middle of the night after having a few hours of sleep, and I needed to get some Advil. Like, I was having some muscle soreness, and I had a headache. And so I took a couple Advil, was able to go back to bed, go back to sleep, get a pretty good night's sleep. And then I ended up sleeping in a little bit the following morning, and I tried to kind of really open up my schedule over the weekend. I had a few client meetings, but I tried to kind of have big open times where if I wanted to take a nap or if I really wasn't feeling well, I could just recover during that period of time. And that worked out really well to let me have kind of a really restful weekend. But I would say overall, I felt a little bit run down, but definitely not the kinds of things I've been hearing other people describe where they say, you know, they feel like they've been hit by a truck. I did not have that with the second vaccine shot. I just definitely didn't feel myself. And I probably felt like I was running at like 70 or 80% of normal. But by Monday, I was pretty much back and felt pretty good. So I was really thankful for that. My partner, when he got his first shot, did have a stronger reaction to it than I did. And so we expect he'll probably have a stronger reaction to the second shot as well. And are just kind of planning for that, for him to not be feeling great for several days. But I'm glad it's done. Now I'm just kind of waiting for the full vaccine to kick in. But since we both had these scheduled, we felt like we could start to have conversations with each other about what do we feel comfortable doing as we're both going to be covered by the vaccine. So some of the categories that we talked about, one is just groceries, because right now we are going to get our groceries delivered to the trunk of our car in the parking lot of our local stores. And this is something that we've been doing all along. We have not gone into a grocery store probably since early March of 2020. And that has actually felt really comfortable for us. We just didn't feel like it was worth taking the risk. We had the option of doing the online ordering and pickup, and so we did. And that is something that we don't plan to change anytime soon. It just doesn't seem like there's a reason to if that service is still offered by the stores. And it's pretty convenient, and we've been able to get what we need. So, and I also think there's less food waste because we're ordering very specific things that we know we're going to cook or prepare for ourselves. So that feels like an added bonus to that. Now, one area where we did consider making a change is we also, during this period since March 2020, have not gotten any takeout orders or any kind of food delivery. We have only been getting food from the grocery store or from like things that we've ordered, from Amazon or direct from suppliers online. And so we did have a conversation about potentially being open to doing more food delivery or like going into a restaurant and like picking up a takeout order if everyone was masked and, it was just kind of a walk-in, walk-out kind of situation. And that is something that I think, I don't know that we're going to do it a ton, but it kind of opens up possibilities of what we can potentially eat. So we both miss things like, Thai food and Chinese food and things like that that we don't really cook in our house. And so that's the kind of stuff that we're kind of maybe looking forward to. So that covers groceries, takeout. We will not be eating in any restaurants. That was something that we were both pretty clear on, that it just doesn't really make sense. It's not something that we really care about. Or that we want to prioritize. We're not really even interested in eating outside. I mean, those are the kinds of things that are really easy for us to give up. And so it just doesn't really seem like something that we need to worry about. I also thought about the library because I have not been back to my beloved physical library since probably February of 2020. I've been doing ebooks and audiobooks through the online app. And I will probably continue to do that. This is another area where I've made a pretty strong transition to just using digital products from the library. And I probably will just do that. I don't know for how long, but it just isn't an area where I feel like I have a strong need to go back to the physical library. And so that was one that kind of came to mind that I pretty quickly said, I don't feel like I need to make a change there. One of the things that is kind of a decision that's been made for me, which I kind of appreciate, is the campus where I work is going back to campus in the fall, and it kind of expects people to be going back. But my particular unit, which is the online teaching and learning unit for the university, is piloting going fully remote permanently. And we have actually moved out of our building and have taken our entire staff to a permanent remote status. And I say we're piloting because we're the first unit at the university who's doing this. And so we're piloting a lot of the new policies and things like that just to kind of work out a lot of the details of how this might work. But it means that I'm going to be permanently working from home. So there might be situations where I need to come to campus for a particular meeting or event or something like that. But for the most part, I can zoom into those things and I'm not really going to have to be on campus a whole lot, I don't think. So that's something that I really appreciate at this point. I also think we're just going to see more Zoom meetings happening in the fall anyway, and that should make that pretty easy. So I feel really fortunate and grateful that I'm not being asked to be around a lot of people, even with masks. I think that we're still in kind of a touch and go kind of situation with COVID. And as I record this, just to give a little context, especially for folks who might be listening later, literally today, which is April 20th, there was an article about how we've recorded the highest number of COVID cases in the world in the past week. We just hit the record of the highest number of cases. So this is definitely not something that is going away, I think, anytime soon. And that's definitely on my mind as we're thinking about and having these conversations about post-vaccine life and what that looks like. The other thing that was a pretty easy decision for my partner and I is just gatherings of any kind. We don't have a lot of that going on, if I'm honest, because when we moved here, it was right before the pandemic hit. We don't really have a social circle locally that we have been engaging with, so it's relatively easy for us to stay away from local gatherings. And anything where there's a crowd, like a cultural event or something like that, is just not really something that we're going to be participating in. Now, one that we definitely talked about was me getting a haircut, because it feels way overdue and I really would like to do that at some point soon. And the goal right now is to probably call around to a couple of places that are locally in town and just see what they're planning to do, and if they're masked and what are some of their different policies around COVID protections, and just go with the salon that feels kind of the safest to me. And I probably won't go and do that until maybe June or July, because vaccines here are still being distributed. So it would be great if I was able to go to a place where everyone had been vaccinated. I know not everyone will choose that. And so I need to make some calls and kind of figure out what that's going to look like. But I have a little bit of time before I need to make that decision. But I definitely am planning to go and get a haircut probably sometime in June or July. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. The last major category that my partner and I talked about was travel, and we haven't seen our families in quite some time. And so that was definitely something we were kind of thinking about. And where we live right now, we're not really within driving distance of most of our families. We have one of my sisters is kind of within driving distance. It's a long drive, but it's within driving distance. But everyone else is kind of on the West Coast still. And we're not really interested in getting on a plane at this point. And we kind of made that decision pretty quickly that we don't see ourselves traveling minimally until at least probably 2022, if not, you know, further into that year. So we're trying to kind of figure out if there are other, you know, ways that we want to see people, or if we're just going to kind of wait and continue to FaceTime and check in with family that way. We definitely don't plan to do travel on my end for any kind of conferences or anything like that for quite some time. And we'll probably wait and just kind of see what happens with the cases, what we're learning about traveling via airline. But to us right now, traveling on a plane feels kind of elective. We haven't really had situations where it's felt really necessary to do that. So we're choosing not to for the time being. I do have some plane tickets that early in 2020 I had to cancel because of the pandemic. And so I have like airline credits that are gonna expire and run out, and that's fine if they do. Like it's just not really, you know, something that's a priority for us to spend those and make sure that we're getting those resolved. So we would rather just let those go, and we'll see what happens and just kind of watch the news and see what our options are maybe later in 2022. So all that to say, we're not making a lot of changes. Like I'm still gonna be working from home. We're still gonna be getting our groceries in the trunk of our car. Maybe we'll get a little bit more takeout, but we're going to be staying kind of on our own for a while, just as we're kind of waiting this out to see. And I think especially because, you know, there are a lot of people who are electing not to get vaccinated yet, and they're kind of waiting, you know, for things. We certainly don't have herd immunity here in the U.S. And I certainly understand, you know, I think even some of our family members think that we're being a little overly cautious at this point. But because, you know, my partner is immune compromised, it's a decision that we've made together and we really have to make together. It's not really something that one of us can do and the other one can't. And I think that everyone has to be kind of making a personal choice on this. What do you feel comfortable with? And based on the data that we have and the case numbers kind of consistently going up around the world, it still doesn't really seem like we're in a spot where we can let all of these kinds of protections go. So that's kind of where we are right now, at least, as I record this in mid-April of 2021. And maybe in a few months, it'll be really different. Who knows? I mean, I'm certainly hopeful that that's the case and we'll be able to do some of these other things. But in the meantime, it's really actually helped us to think about what do we really value? What do we really prioritize? What do we truly care about when it comes to some of these activities? And because we're both pretty introverted when it comes down to it, it's actually okay. You know, like we're not really feeling like we're losing out on a lot of things. And fortunately, you know, the situation with my work has really allowed me to continue to do this work from home situation, which is working out really well. So I would definitely love to hear if you have ways that you're thinking about your post-vaccine life and kind of plans that you're making for that. You can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. I always love to hear from you and would love to know how you're planning for this, thinking about this, and negotiating it with your family members and friends. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at drkatielinder.com/podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.